Matt Greenwood back with you in the KJF studio as we get this KJF Sports Talk started. It is brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. And as I mentioned before, we are joined in studio by Russ Schmidt, head coach of the Festus football program, as well as Lee Freeman and Brent Tinker, head coaches of Hillsborough and Fox football, respectively. And they're here to join us to talk about a very smart, bright, and loving young man, as I have come to understand already. Caleb Scanlon, and Coach, I know this is not an easy thing to talk about, you know, children going through cancer, something we certainly don't want children to have to go through, but, you know, it's something that is going on, and this is a chance, and you wanted to come forward and just get the community's involvement in this because of just how great communities can help in these sorts of situations. And I understand he is a Hillsborough youth football player, so he comes from the Hillsborough community. So Coach Freeman, Coach Schmidt, Coach Tinker, we certainly appreciate you coming in here to spread the word about Caleb Scanlon.
Thanks a lot for having us, Matt. Appreciate it.
Let's start off with just sort of whoever wants to come forward and just give us the Caleb Scanlon story, kind of how you know him, the family, that sort of thing.
Well, Caleb's family has been kind of a staple in the Hillsborough community for a long time. His dad and brother, both Hillsborough football alumni. And so whenever we found this information out, I had reached out to Coach Tinker, who's also a very close friend of the family, and Coach Schmidt, who obviously has ties to Hillsborough as a coach and has coached a lot of these young men as they've come through. So it was a way for us to kind of use our platform, shed some light on childhood cancer, and also try to you know, support Caleb in his battles that he's going to go through and is currently going through. So, you know, really that's what we're here for.
Sorry, I potted up the wrong microphone. Not used to going with four mics here. Coach Schmidt, you have a lot of information in front of you. Why don't you kind of dive into that?
Well, it's just, you know, just to expand upon what Coach Freeman said. You know, he's childhood cancer is something we don't want to have to deal with, and certainly this touches everyone with a young man that's in the sixth grade. And it's personal because you have close ties to the parents as a coach, alumni here sitting in this room, people that you've all been a part of. And when Coach Freeman and I spoke about getting together with Coach Tinker, you know, it's about pulling all of our resources together as football coaches in our communities to see what we can do to help put this family in a position moving forward, because they're going to see some bills they didn't expect to see, and there's some expenses, a lot of hidden expenses when your child is going to be tied up in the hospital, such as Caleb, for the next several weeks. And what our goals are is to alleviate that financial burden through our dinner at Pasta House on Wednesday.
When it comes to talking about Caleb and his family, just their association with the Hillsborough community, and kind of, you know, what are they, you know, how involved are they in the Hillsborough community in terms of, you know, whether or not they're out, you know, also at events or going to football games or part of, you know, the PTA or something like that? What's their involvement?
Well, when you look at it from an alumni standpoint, Caleb's father, and he has two uncles that that played football for us at Hillsborough. And so they're continuing their support always. You know, you see them in the games. They're always constantly around. They come back for alumni events. And, you know, and Caleb obviously being a part of our youth program and being a sixth grader at Hillsborough in the Hillsborough School District, you know, they're a salt-of-the-earth type family. So any support that we've ever needed, they've always been able to show up and give that to us, and we're just trying to return the favor.
You know, it goes beyond the two boys. The mother, it was just probably one of the more hardcore booster club moms, even though we didn't have a booster club back in that era of football. But talk about somebody just rolled up the sleeves and got stuff done for you. And I remember the banquet, I believe, when the youngest one, Steve, was a senior. We had Gornish Game Hen, and she rolled out a meal that, you know, we still talk about. And that's just how the parents are, very giving, caring people.
What about the personality of Caleb? I mean, I saw the picture Coach Freeman emailed me, got a big smile on his face. I imagine that was probably taken around the time that he found out about the cancer situation, and just had a big smile on his face. Kind of tells you a lot about the kid, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think his spirits are good right now, and obviously I haven't had a chance to talk directly to Caleb. I've been kind of going through his uncle and getting information, trying not to burden the family with, you know, some of the things that we're trying to do right now. But, you know, I'm sure their life is hectic and is getting, you know, more and more hectic each and every day. But through some of the information that we found out, and that picture is the most recent picture that we could get, and he seems to be in good spirits and taking care of business there, and he's holding his Green Bay helmet. So obviously a Green Bay Packer fan and
right.
And just football fan in general. And you know, I know he missed some of his season, you know, because he was not feeling well. But, you know, he was at every practice and was continuing to support his team even when he wasn't able to be out there with them.
I know when it comes to football in this community, it's been big for a while. And I know I've not been in this community for very long, but you certainly get that sense. I mean, Coach knows other coaches, like Coach Mitt, you know, used to coach you guys. We're talking about Coach Tinker and Coach Freeman here, and I'm sure other coaches that have, you know, ventured out and been coaches elsewhere. So, I mean, just that alone, just the football side of things alone, from what I've been able to learn, is that everyone knows everybody, and that can certainly help, you know, whenever someone is beaten down based on a cancer diagnosis or a major accident that results in, you know, the loss of life or something like that. To be able to fall back on a community that knows you is certainly something that can be big for the family despite all the troubles that they're going through. So with that in mind, getting the Festus Pasta House involved in all this, was it kind of take us through the process, you know, who were you reaching out to, sort of thing? How were you approaching being able to raise some money for this family?
Well, initially, whenever I had talked to Coach Tinker about this situation, and I reached out to Coach Schmidt also, and we wanted to kind of piggyback on what everyone else was doing, and we didn't want to be we didn't want to take charge and try to make it our own thing. We wanted to do something that would help support everybody else. And try to lighten some of that burden. So I reached out to Mr. Bollinger, the owner of Festus Pasta House, and he and I have had a little bit of a working relationship over the last 2 or 3 years, and he's always been you know, extremely willing to help us out. So when I asked him if we could do a dine-in night, he volunteered and said absolutely, not a problem. We'll get the flyers out and get some information out, and they're willing to do that on Wednesday, February 20th. So. Kind of, you know, along with that, you know, I reached out to Coach Tinker and Coach Schmidt and, you know, to try to pool the communities together and see if, you know, if there would be some other people willing to help. And I know that there's been many events that have gone on to help support Caleb in the Hillsborough community. I know there was a pancake breakfast that was had at the Russell House, and I know that Coach Tinker and his family were able to be there for that and help support. So, you know, a lot of things going on, and there's a, you know, they have a Facebook page and everything set up for Caleb. So, we just wanted to join in and try to shed some light on childhood cancer, which has been one of those things that has affected the Hillsborough community here over the last 3 or 4 years. And we've lost some students, and we've had a lot of students go through this. So this is just one of the ways to give back.
You know, this sort of thing, the cancer thing, is something that not everyone can relate to. I know I certainly can't. No one really in my family or great friends. I did have a cousin who had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she got over that. So that's about the only one that I've ever really dealt with. And to be able to try to get people to relate to it that can't relate personally can't be an easy thing. But for you, Coach Tinker, you were telling me before we came into the studio about the situation in the Fox community, which is a great community up in the Arnold area. But that probably made it easy for you to jump on ship here and try to help out any way you could.
Well, there's no question. When you look at what it is that inspires you or what it is that makes you – allows you to have that connection with a situation, it can come from a variety of ways. But with us, you know, my personal connection with this, Jeff, the father – is actually best friends with my younger brother. You know, like everybody's pretty connected, and I know that Jeff is, and that whole family is loved by a lot of people. And, you know, I have been blessed. Thank God I have not had to go through a lot of stuff that they're having to go through right now. But the prayers and support that have been coming flooding through this community is inspiring. We just got we're currently going through a battle in cancer also. I've got one of our founding fathers, one of our youth coaches up there. And Fox has been fighting his own cancer. And, you know, he's got 9 children, and the Fox community has been spectacular in just doing anything they can to show love and show support and send anything they can to support that family. So unfortunately heard the terrible news what they were going through in Hillsborough, I just figured if we could do anything possible, you know, to kind of do anything we can to get involved, send prayers, send people down to eat, we would definitely try to do that. And like you said, it's that community aspect that it does, especially as a father too. You know, as a father, I look at that and I want to do anything I can to help those people. You know, it's been several years since I've been in touch with Jeff, but I knew Jeff, the dad, pretty well. But, you know, my heart does go out to those folks, and like you were talking about community, you know, with Tim Pisoni, with our dad, who's going through his own battle right now, and seeing how strong they're fighting, it does make you just want to keep on fighting. And, you know, cancer is one of those deals. I'm sure that someday, hopefully, our grandkids will look back at cancer and they'll realize what happened and they'll realize how to fix it. Maybe we're going through it right now, and anything we do, whether we make things better for a family or whether the donations go to find the cure, any small part we can play in it as a community is certainly an honor to do so. And, you know, continued thoughts and prayers for everybody who's battling it wherever they're at.
Coach Schmidt, did you want to add on to that?
I just, with the family situation, I look at social media right now and the platform it's playing in helping people in a positive way. I know when this information became available and Coach Freeman shared it with me, we got this flyer that was created for the event on Wednesday. When we, all three of us, posted that on social media, I had gotten 8 messages within 4 hours of people outside the state willing to help the family in all various shapes and forms. And to me, that's overwhelming. And they're alumni, you know, people we've all coached. And I started getting checks at school on behalf of the family as well from some of our vendors, you know, our football vendors that we're all friends with on social media. So it's nice to see when someone's in need and how this thing plays out full circle, the opportunity to give back, how people give it back.
Gentlemen, I, like I was saying earlier, alluding to that picture of Caleb holding up the Packer helmet, you know, whenever you're a kid, sometimes, you know, or let me go back a second. As an adult, you realize just how much you want kids to be free of anything wrong, anything bad that can happen to them. And you want that for them. And as a kid, you know, you don't think about things like that. You think about being a kid. But now Caleb, with his situation, is having to kind of go into adult mode here and deal with it in a mature way. And maybe there's a mixture of dealing with it as an adult in a mature way and dealing with it as a kid. And I think maybe there's a mixture of both, with obviously the smile on his face, you know, wanting to take pictures, you know, with a smile and just show people that, you know, even though he might be struggling, he's not going to show it. He's going to put on a smile for us. And I think that's so huge and so tough for a kid to be able to do that. And to see him do that, I'm sure that makes it a little bit easier to kind of deal with the whole situation. Maybe.
I think back a doctor, when my daughter was in the hospital, telling my wife and I about how resilient kids are, and I think he's demonstrating that with some zeal. I think most kids, probably more so better than adults, when they're sick, are going to put on that happy face and be stronger than we would probably be as adults,
right.
Just because they're naive and don't quite know exactly what's going on around them.
Yeah, I certainly get that sense too. And that's kind of the point I was trying to make. So, obviously, you guys said his spirits are good, so that's good. I mean, that makes me happy that he's, you know, still showing that he's happy, that he's, you know, got a smile on his face. That means a lot. It, like they say, a picture is worth a thousand words kind of thing.
Yeah, there's no question. And that's where, like, obviously almost everything in life can turn into a teachable moment and an inspirational moment. You know, you look at all the blessings that we have in our life, and, you know, it's important maybe to take time to be thankful for that, you know, and stuff like this can be a stark reminder from time to time that, you know, there's a lot of folks that have their battle on, you know, hard times and hard things, and we got to make sure you enjoy life. And like you said, sometimes the kids, their genuine happiness, whether they're going through good stuff or bad stuff right now, it's inspiring to see that love they still have the ability to accept and show. And, you know, I'm rooting for this kid to whoop it and just go on and have a great, great time throughout life.
Coach Mitt, you had something.
Well, we were talking about technology, and Caleb's got a robot at school. I was showing my children. My son is in the same grade as he is, and he control this from home and keep up with his academics at school.
That's cool.
And interact with the students. I had to show my kids because my youngest one's into robots and stuff, and he's like, he couldn't believe this was the real deal. And they're showing Caleb's face on the iPad. It appeared to be an iPad type monitor, and he's talking from home and controlling it. And it's on loan to him to use for as long as he needs it. And I think that is a testament of the hand, you know, just the people in medicine. I know, having gone through a lot of things with my daughter, we've ended up with stuff on loan, and it's always keep it as long as you need it and return it. And we've returned and used a lot of things. And hopefully we'll get beyond this point where he won't need that and be walking the halls back at the intermediate school here soon.
Yep, we're all certainly crossing our fingers for that moment to happen. All right, we do have to take a break here, coaches, but when we come back, we'll talk about the event Wednesday at the Festus Pasta House, dive into some more specifics about that. You're listening to KJ Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Also, when we come back, we'll go ahead and give you an update on the Jefferson Herculaneum girls basketball game, Class 3, District 3 opening round for girls today, and we got an update for you, so we'll come back with that as well. You're listening to KJ Sports Talk. It is coming up on 440. Matt Greenwood back in the KJF studio on KJF Sports Talk. It is 4:44, and we have Festus football head coach Russ Schmidt, as well as Hillsborough football head coach Lee Freeman, and Fox football head coach Brent Tinker in studio with us. And before we get back into speaking about the Caleb Scanlon event at the Festus Pasta House this Wednesday, here is an update for you regarding the Class 3 District 3 girls opening round game between Herculaneum and Jefferson. The Lady Black Cats are up 43-40 with 2.5 to play. So that one's coming down to the wire there. And watching video courtesy of some guy at Jefferson on YouTube who just showed a Jefferson shot blocked. So that is going on right now as they approach a 2-minute mark there in the fourth quarter. Herculaneum is up by 3. But let's get back to Caleb Scanlon. If you're just joining us, he's a young man who has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, a member of the Hillsborough community. And there's a huge fundraiser going on at the Festus Pasta House on Wednesday. It's going to be an all-day event, which we want to drive home to you guys. It is an all-day event, so it'll be 11 a.m. until
10 p.m.
10 p.m. All right, so 11 hours, chance to go, eat some good food, have some money donated to the cause here. There's other things, and I won't step on y'all's toes. I'll let you guys go ahead and just sort of explain what fashions money is being raised for the Scanlon family.
Like you said, it's going to be an all-day event on Wednesday, February 20th. Pasta House opens at 11 a.m., so Mr. Bollinger, the owner of the Festus Pasta House, has been gracious enough to allow us to have an all-day and host an all-day event for us. So we're looking for as many people and as many families as we can get in to help support Caleb in his fight right now. 10% of dine-in or carry-out food purchases will go to the family. There's also going to be some silent auction items and raffle ticket items. So I know right now that there are 4 box seat Cardinal tickets available for folks that want to bid on those. And I know that Coach Schmidt was in touch with someone that donated a lot of sports memorabilia today, and I think he has that list.
Yeah, we got a Tarasenko signed jersey and a Vince Dunn signed puck for the Blues, a Tyree Hill, Kansas City Chiefs signed jersey, a Le'Veon Bell Steelers signed jersey, Tiger Woods plaque from out at Belle Reve this last summer.
Very cool.
Really nice. A Yachty Molina picture, 11x14, that's autographed. And a fan bag. It's just a potpourri of sports stuff, signed stuff, sealed up in a bag, kind of like the old grab bag that we've got to auction off. So we're going to have silent auctions all day on that stuff as well.
That's very cool. What about the 50-50 raffles?
Yeah, there are going to be 50-50 raffles all day, and to my knowledge, I think one of the employees at the Pasta House will be selling those tickets throughout the day, and then whenever I'm able to get over there around 4 p.m., I think that's going to be my job, I think. And I just want to also say thank you to the Pasta House again and all their employees, because they've been extremely helpful in this in this endeavor. And right now, if anybody has any items that they want to donate to silent auction or raffle, they can be dropped off at the Pasta House to Rhiannon, and she'll take care of those things. I know that some people have been calling and wanted to know and asked, so that's the information that I have on that. And just again, trying to shed as much light on this situation as we can, and not only for Caleb, but for everyone else that's going through battles like this, and trying to shed some light on childhood cancer, and just use our platform the best that we can.
Now, I know. Oh, go ahead.
It is great. I talked briefly earlier about our family who's been dealing with cancer, and these events like this can be so helpful. Even allow Pasta House bringing the all-day fundraiser, and that allows so many people to order out for lunch. That allows so many people different ways to do that. I know my wife is a special education coordinator, process coordinator in Hillsboro. I know their office will probably be ordering out lunch from Pasta House that day. We had at Texas Roadhouse in Arnold, we had such a long wait for tables because so many people responded that we had a bunch of people just call in orders to go. A lot of people would stop on their way home for a second, and there's a donation box there. We had a few folks that maybe couldn't stay for dinner but stopped by for a drink or, an appetizer or something and made a donation. So that's really great at Pasta House to do this. And it's actually very easy for people. You're going to eat dinner anyway, and most people are. I'll bring my kids down there, so I'll be down there with everybody too. My parents' club's been very active. I imagine a bunch of us will come down and eat dinner. But so many different ways to contribute. And those are some really nice autographs Coach Schmidt was able to get for us. So I would bet that Pasta House will probably be the place to be on Wednesday, as many people as possible. And if you are scared of a big crowd, well, you can always do takeout. So, if that sometimes is an issue if you're going to have an hour wait. But there's a lot of different ways to plug in, and the folks at Pasta House really made it easy.
Absolutely. And then and the other thing that I didn't mention enough is that, if you just wanted to make a flat donation or something like that, then you absolutely have that ability. You can stop in to the Pasta House, and there will be a container there with Caleb's picture on it, and you'll be able to drop off your donations. Or if you wanted to make a monetary donation, you can also contact any of the three of us, Coach Schmidt, Coach Tinker, and myself. And
did you say there was a Facebook page also, right?
There is an active Facebook page for Caleb.
There's a link on there with a GoFundMe account as well.
Absolutely.
If you can't make it in person Wednesday,
right,
to make a contribution to the family.
And it's actually really simple, too. From the news story that we've been running, all you got to do is say, "I'm here for Caleb Scanlon," and immediately Festus Pasta House knows exactly what you're talking about. They know exactly how to process everything for you.
Absolutely. And their people have been extremely helpful all the way through.
And you were talking about it a little earlier about how the community comes into play on stuff like this. You just never know when you have an opportunity to help people. So the folks at Pasta House just become such a perfect ally. with this. And just, you know, so many people in the county, you know, and we're three here today, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to. But there's so many other people with connections to the Scanlon family and to the old program. I'm excited to see how much you know, just genuine care and love is going to be shown just on Wednesday. We went to the pancake breakfast. There's so many different people connecting, and I always feel bad. You know, there's so many people you want to thank, and I know the other coaches feel the same way. There's so many people trying to plug in and just do their part to show that kindness, love, and support. So many people praying, so many people donating. Just thank you to everybody for doing that. And, like, you know, my younger brother, you know, we've grown closer and closer over the years, and him and Jeff are about best friends. They care about each other a great deal. So anything we can do, and I'm going to try to do everything we can to get some people from Arnold to come down to have some dinner in Festus also. But it's just a great and I guess while we're at it, we should thank you having us in here today. You know, there's a lot of people that could have came in, and you given us the opportunity to help the Scanlon family. That's you guys have been a great ally for a while, and I just appreciate it greatly.
Well, I appreciate that as well. And for anyone listening, any coaches or families, just, you know, if something like this is happening in your community and there's a way we can relate sports to that cause, give us a call. Let us know. We'll be happy to help out any way we can as well, even if it means, you know, 5 minutes on air, 10 minutes on air. Obviously, we're going a whole show with you guys, and we're more than happy to do that for anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, do appreciate it. And like you just mentioned, there's so many people fighting battles. So, you know, right now, all our love and support is going to Caleb, and then obviously with mine, I got my Pasoni family up in Arnold. But there's a lot of folks out there who are fighting, and just, you know, anything we can do to encourage. You know, we talk to the kids, I'm sure these guys too. You never really know what battle people are going through, you know, and so what you trade your day for matters. So, you know, even this year, I know that when we all head in towards our seasons, we will use this as a teachable moment for the kids on, you know, the troubles and the hardships that life will surely bring at some point. You know, make sure your effort and everything you do is showing honor and glorifying something. So I'm sure this will be one of those things that can inspire our kids, even going back to the business of what we are doing, teaching and coaching. This is something that has already been able to be used as a teachable moment and as an inspirational moment. And everything you do can show honor and respect to other people who are fighting their battles as well.
Coach Freeman, I have a question directed at you. When it comes to the youth football team that Caleb is on, as far as you know, is the youth football team going to be there at some point throughout the day? And if so, what's their involvement going to be?
I know that that our youth football program has done a lot of things, and like I mentioned before, they were in charge of the pancake breakfast at Russell House in Hillsboro. And I know that all of our youth coaches and all of our kids that are involved with, and all of the families that are involved in Hillsboro youth football and cheer, they are all, you know, they have been a huge part in all of this. They're kind of the ones that initially got everything rolling and got the ball going a little bit by putting out some things into the community and making sure that there was some donation jars and such available for Caleb and his family. And so, you know, this is not something that I created on my own, and this is something that I've done with the help of a lot of other people. So I want to, you know, make sure we say thank you to all of those. And I know Coach Tinker just did that, but you know, my thanks as well to everyone that's been helping.
Yeah, we went to that pancake breakfast, and there's about 20 young men in blue Hawk jerseys and team moms everywhere, and they were doing a great job. They were running the pancakes, they were filling the coffee. It was great to see those kids showing love for their friend. It was wonderful.
Coach Schmidt, I don't remember if you dove into the specifics of his cancer earlier. If you wanted to sort of recap, just to sort of wrap things up here.
Well, it's already been said, you know, we're dealing with stage 4 cancer.
Okay.
Next week, we'll begin a series of treatments. Radiation treatment followed by chemo treatment for the next 5 weeks. My understanding was, talking with Jeff's brother Steve, was that the doctors are going to collaborate next week and get a plan. It's progressing a little faster than what they anticipated. That's why they're mashing a gas pedal on these treatments. They're going to be real aggressive for the whole month of March. So I would imagine he's going to be tied up at the hospital quite a bit and not be home a whole lot. That's why this event's real important to the family.
Okay. It is called Support Caleb. And just to recap for those of you tuning in, this will be at the Festus Pasta House. It'll be this Wednesday all day. So 11 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m. 10% of any food purchase, dine-in or carry-out. So, yes, you can call in to order. All you got to do is say, this is for Caleb Scanlon. So remember that name, Caleb Scanlon, come Wednesday. Give Festus Pasta House a call and help out the Scanlon family.
Thanks, Matt.
No problem. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And just to give you another update on the Class 3 District 3 opening round over at R7, the Herculaneum Lady Black Hats hung on for a 47-44 victory. So Herky is on to the semifinals, which will be Wednesday on J98. Herky, of course, waiting for the next opponent, as Herky and Jefferson was the first girls' match of the first round. So three more games going on at R7 this afternoon and evening to try to set up the semifinal field. Gentlemen, anything else you want to add about Caleb?
No, we're just going to send out our thoughts and prayers again to the family, and we're going to try to do our best to take a make a run at this on Wednesday and raise as much money as we possibly can to help them with all of the little things that they're going to be needing. And Coach Schmidt, having gone through something similar but not the same with his daughter, there's a lot of expenses that come up with that travel and being at the hospital and things that you don't really think about until you're there. And I know Coach Schmidt's probably, better to give that laundry list of things. But, one of the things that he mentioned that I wasn't really thinking about is, when you're traveling daily back and forth to some hospitals, you have to pay to park. And, some of those things, it goes through money real quick. So Just trying to ease some of that burden for the family. And, there's a lot of things that we can try to make a little bit better for them right now.
All right. Very well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, guys. Stay strong, Caleb. All right. That is all we have for KJS Sports Talk. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it is ABC News and then your local news, weather, and sports with Dale Bruning. So stick around. It is 4:58 and 29 degrees.